also blessed to be a part of Arthur and Christina and Joel's journey to this point. It's been a joy and delight to get to know them as you are, and it's my blessing and privilege not only to come alongside them on their journey from here forward, and your board and leaders as well. And I'm grateful for the steering committee and others that were involved. Thank you so much for your discernment, your commitment, your thoughtfulness to this whole process. And I'm just delighted today to do what we would call more formally in the Christian community an installation of your pastor. Seems like a funny word that you'd use with a computer. But installation really is a moment of commissioning and asking for God's public and together blessing on his life, on Christina and Joel's life and their family and their ministry here. So I'm glad to share in that today. And friends, it's been a while. We've been trusting and praying, and God has been faithful to provide us a servant here. Amen? Amen. So again, thanks for your part in all that, and thanks for welcoming. Just before I have them come, and we talk together and a few questions that transpire in prayer, I just wanted to reflect a little bit on what every child needs. I start there because I read a book a while back called What Every Child Needs, and when I read the whole book, it basically came down to one thing. Every child needs love. And all of us would agree with that. They deserve love, and it described many ways that we love a child. And I began to think, well, what does every pastor need? I'm a pastor. He's a pastor. What does every pastor need? And I began to reflect, well, what does every mom need? And every mom in the room, when I've asked that question, they usually say a vacation. But every mom, according to Proverbs 31, needs praise and needs support. What does every father need? Well, if I asked a lot of those men, I think they'd say the remote, please. But they'd also say they often a father needs a helpmate. They need companionship. They need strength. They need support. But what does every pastor need? What does every church need? Well, according to the Bible, I really believe every church needs love and leadership. And I actually have learned over my pastoral experience that love must precede leadership. If we just go in and lord it over them and boss them around, and it's just not going to work. And so we love those we lead, and you deserve love and leadership. But what does this pastor need? Well, there are a number of things. I could spend a whole morning, but I'm just going to focus on a couple. Every pastor needs spiritual protection through prayer. Because the enemy will begin often with the shepherd and his family and attack the family. And so would you commit today to praying for your pastor and family regularly and praying for his spiritual protection over them as they minister, serve, and lead you? I know for a fact that pastors can get discouraged. Can you imagine what it's like to lead you guys? Like sheep are kind of like herding cats, honestly. And so every pastor needs encouragement and patience expressed. And I know that you'll constantly encourage your pastor and their family in a variety of ways. And the other thing that a pastor needs is what I would call people to journey with, partnership. We didn't hire or appoint or commission Arthur to do all the work. Ephesians 4 says he's to equip us, he's to lead us towards all of us being on mission, following Jesus together. We're in this together. If we look to him and our expectations get way too high because we want him to do everything for us, it's just going to lead to disappointment. So again, today we're here as a body to say we're in this together, and we're glad for this new pastor to be with us. So Arthur and Christina, would you come and stand here? And just, I'll stay down here today. And Joel, I'm going to have you come join when we pray, okay? Just, you can join them now, but you just come when we pray. That'll be fine. I want to give a charge to your pastor. So Arthur, I'm going to begin with you. And then we'll move on to Christina and have prayer together. Artur, Jesus, the head of the church, has called you to pastoral ministry, and his call on your life has led you here and now. We are very grateful for his leadership and discernment in the process. Now you begin your walk with this church family. You are walking together, celebrating together, you will sorrow together, laugh together, weep together, pray together, dream together, and I trust be on mission together for God's purposes. I therefore charge you today before God and this congregation to do the work of making disciples. Faithfully give yourself to the mission of Jesus through this people, to this community. Set an example for the believers in conduct, in speech, in love, in faith, and in purity. Use your gifts to develop and equip the body for the work of ministry. And of course, as we even talked this morning in your office, walk in step with the Spirit. Be submissive to your board and elder leaders here. Lead and teach by always applying God's word to your own heart and life first. Practice daily rhythms to stay spiritually and physically and mentally and socially strong and fit in the Lord. And please keep confidences so as to build trust. Remain open to constructive criticism. You and I know that happens in ministry. And be receptive to suggestions intended to strengthen your ministry and the kingdom potential of this congregation. When praised, of course, as I know you now, accept it humbly and give glory to God. And maintain your integrity with your fellow ministers. You're part of a large family of ministers, your people here, your family, your community, and the EMCC. And remember, as I've said, don't do it all. You don't have to do it all. Just be a part of this body and them and all of us doing what God's called us to be. So I have three questions, of which I trust you'll respond yes to. We got to this far. Are you ready, Artur, and willing to take upon yourself the role of pastor of this congregation? If so, answer, I am by God's grace.
I am by God's grace.
Depending on the Spirit, will you give spiritual leadership along with the elders and board to this congregation, not lording it over them, but as a gentle shepherd and servant leader, being like Jesus?
I will.
And will you be faithful in performing your ministerial responsibilities?
I will.
Thank you.
With God's grace.
Amen. With God's help and grace and leadership. Christina, just a very simple question for you. I know you made this commitment at the altar when you got married, I'm sure, but Christina, will you partner with and support Artur in what he is committed to do this morning in this congregation? If so, say, with God's help, I will.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. I have a charge to the congregation, and it comes through Scripture. Yeah, you can slip up now, because we're going to pray in a minute, because I'm going to talk to these friends just one last time. Some scriptures for us as a congregation. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of the way of their life and imitate their faith. And finally, 1 Timothy 2, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions and prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of his truth. You have heard these commitments this morning that Artur has made. Do you receive him as your pastor? Do you promise, according to the grace God has given you, to uphold him, his family, and your church with your prayers, your presence, your encouragement, your service alongside him so that together you may pursue and accomplish the mission God has called all of you to, the great commandment and the great commission. If so, would you all answer, we do and we will.
We do and we will.
That was hopeful.
That is very hopeful.
I'm going to invite the elders and board to come up and gather around this family. I'm wondering if you guys could kind of move forward a bit in this little open section. Could I have elders and board members come up and gather around? All right. And Ed, in a moment, I'll pass you the mic to pray as well. Oh, you want? Okay. Everything's social media today. What an important day together. I know it's a humbling opportunity. Would you mind kneeling? Let's lay hands on them if we can, friends. Upon this mutual assurance and commitment, as a regional minister of the Evangelical Missionary Church of Canada, I do now install you, Arthur, and commission you as pastor of the Markham Evangelical Missionary Church in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the Lord who has called you bless you, equip you, strengthen you, and guide you so that you may serve this congregation as a faithful pastor. Amen. Ed, would you pray?
Heavenly Father, may your hand be upon Pastor Arthur, his wife Christina, his son Joel. May you be with them, Lord, and bless them and strengthen them from heaven by your hand. And Father, all of us that are gathered here today, O Lord, would you work in us, O Father, that we would support Pastor Arthur, that he would see in us, O Father, as he labors like Paul, that Christ would be formed in us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll let you get back to your feet, but this might be a common position for a pastor. And friends, you may as well give a hug or a handshake for sure before you head back. I have one more thing to give Arthur. Maybe we should clap or do something. It feels like we should do something because we're excited that he's here. Amen. Amen. Obviously, they told me there's cake afterwards, so this is why we came as well, right? Arthur, one last thing. Our denomination, you're getting used to it. We are structured in such a way across Canada that we're led by a president. Thankfully, it's not in association to any U.S. president, we'd use this term. But surely we're led by a president, and this is a presidential letter of appointment that is, again, affirmation of you being a part of us. Of course, we'll begin the credentialing journey, which we've already begun, but this is your official appointment from our president and from me, and it's a delight again to welcome you to this congregation. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll turn it over to the worship team. Worship team has a couple. Oh, you're already up there.